Snippets of everything you would have missed. It's a heartwarming first item in our roundup of the news you would otherwise have missed hearing about. The Coggeshall patient who died for 2 minutes has now met and thanked the two paramedics who saved his life. Robert Penn's story was the lead item on the edition of Mid-Essex Talking News dated 2194. Now ambulance crew Alison Long and Jennifer Armstrong have been personally thanked by 61-year-old Mr. Penn, who gave each of them flowers and chocolates. He said, "It's great that I've managed to meet these lovely ladies and thank them for saving my life." Businesses across Witham are being asked to support the Witham Industrial Watch network, continuing for another 5 years. Operating as a business improvement district for 15 years, it lists achievements as providing and maintaining 8 defibrillators, holding training courses on first aid and safety, monitoring more than 80 CCTV cameras and 8 number recognition cameras, managing incidents, and working alongside Drew Security Services. Bus company owner Bill Hiron, 60, from Bradwell-on-Sea, is delighted after being awarded an MBE for services to passenger transport. He has owned Stevenson's of Essex since 2001 and been a member of the Confederation of Passenger Transport since 2014. Mr. Hiron was elected chair of the Association of Local Bus Managers in 2018, which represents more than 50 companies operating nearly 6,000 buses. Bus shelters across Essex will be upgraded thanks to a new contract designed to create a bus shelter network that is fit for the future. Following a competitive tender process, Essex County Council has entered into a 10-year partnership with Clear Channel UK for the maintenance, installation and upkeep of shelters across the county. The council will invest £3 million in year one of the contract to buy new bus shelters from Clear Channel from late August onwards. Pupils delved from neighbouring schools into the ancient world of the Greeks and Romans and studied Latin at Felsted School's first ever Classics Experience Day. Activities included trying out the armour and weapons of an ancient Greek soldier, unearthing forgotten Roman artefacts, and learning the Latin meaning behind Harry Potter spells. They also learnt how to hold an archaeological dig and interpret artefacts. Current and past serving members of the armed forces are being offered 2 complimentary adult tickets for Chelmsford City Racecourse Remembrance Race Day on Saturday, November the 9th. They can be applied for at the Great Lees site by emailing info@chelmsfordcityracecourse.com for an application form which must be returned by November the 5th. Photographic ID proving military or veteran stated must be provided. Former Felsted School pupil Matt Coward-Holly is heading back to the Olympic Games, looking to add to his medal collection. He won bronze at the Tokyo 2020 Games, and he is one of 6 shooters selected by the British Olympic Association for Paris 2024. He will go in the trap event, part of a double Great Britain assault with Nathan Hales. Members of the Little Dunmow Community Building Trust have been seeking input from fellow villages about possible uses for the new premises being donated by house builder Dandara on its latest 160 home development. Ideas for the use of the building and comments will be used to steer the project going forward. co-director of Wilken and Sons of Tiptree, Chris Newnham, has received an honorary degree from Essex University. The firm was the first in the country to use a micropulse irrigation system and is now teaming up with academics from Essex to use cutting-edge robotics, artificial intelligence, and data analytics in its operations. Complete Dance Studios of Witham returned home from the Dance World Cup 2024 in Prague with gold, silver and bronze medals. Soloist Kennedy May McCleary won gold, while all the other medals were for team performances. Aesthetics Hair in Maldon celebrated its 30th anniversary on Saturday, July the 13th, still under the same two owners as when it launched. It is now home to 9 stylists. Staff at aviation component support company SkySmart MRO Limited of Great Dunmow are celebrating a King's Enterprise Award in the International Trade category.